This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in Massachusetts. Crystal Evans has just finished her first college semester at the Harvard Extension School and another year of living on the streets. She's been keeping a weblog documenting her homeless experience. It's called beinghomeless.com. There's a link at our website, npr.org. Her blog brought Crystal devoted readers and a happy reversal of fortune. For Day to Day producer Chelsea Mers met with Crystal at one of her refuges, a crowded cafe in Cambridge.
Crystal Evans has been blogging for the past year, and her entries vividly depict life on the streets, days of collecting cans, nights spent on park benches. If you spend enough time on Crystal's blog, you come to realize that almost every entry is a glimpse into the hardships of homelessness. For Crystal, the stresses of street living are exacerbated by her health conditions.
One of the toughest things being homeless is the days with the migraines. You can't just go curl up in bed in a dark room and sleep it off.
Here's what she wrote on her blog, January 14th. I feel like I have a knife stuck in the side of my head. It hurts to move. I want it to go away. Crystal's migraines are the result of a car accident that happened 3 years ago. She says that accident has left her with several serious injuries and symptoms that have prevented her from holding down a job and getting private health insurance. In fact, Crystal came to Massachusetts from her native New Hampshire so she could enter a physical rehabilitation program. But according to Crystal, while she had enough money to get to Massachusetts, she didn't have enough to pay for housing. Last February, she made her way to a shelter in Gloucester, Massachusetts. At 7:30 each morning, the shelter closed, so Crystal spent her days at the public library. Using their computers and internet services, she created the blog beinghomeless.com. Crystal started the project to fill the hours, but it soon took on a larger mission, providing a window into homelessness. Her blog also reveals her surprise at how easily she fell into that world.
3 years ago, I worked in Mexico with homeless people, and today I'm homeless. I never saw myself in those people's shoes. I just thought it was one of those things that couldn't happen to me. But I found out I was wrong.
Crystal's postings have helped give the homeless a human face. Her blog has also brought outpourings of support. Last October, a Cambridge couple offered to help Crystal find a home. Crystal was skeptical at first, but the couple's determination paid off. They found Crystal an apartment. She now has a neighborhood that she can call home. She has a set of keys. And one other thing that's extremely important.
It's a big thing to have your own bathroom. I wrote in my journal yesterday about going to Target and looking at toilet paper. Because I hate the toilet paper in public restrooms. It's so rough.
Here's Crystal's entry from the day she found out she had a home. Guess what I bought last night? It says, click here to find out. And when you click on the link, a picture of Angel Soft toilet paper comes up. Underneath it, Crystal writes, I got a 24-pack at Target for only $4.99. Yay for soft toilet paper. As much as she'll cherish having her own place, Crystal says there is something precious she's leaving behind.
I think what I'll miss most about homelessness is the community. On the streets, everybody works together to survive. And it's those nights on the streets that I had some of the most intense discussions with some of these homeless men. It's just a really interesting perspective that you learn on the streets.
While Crystal's life on the streets has come to an end, she'll still use her blog to shed light on the realities of homelessness. She'll just be doing it from the other side. For Day to Day, I'm Chelsea Mers.
And Crystal Evans moved into her apartment on Monday of this week.